Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, May 29th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Dhahran, Saudi Arabia.
Got some good news from Microsoft that should make it a little bit easier to take infected systems offline. Microsoft, for a few years now, is collecting information it receives from its malware removal tool and other sources about what IP addresses are infected with different malware. This system is called MARS, or Microsoft Active Response for Security, and Microsoft already shared this data with ISPs, for example, in order to notify users that they are infected. But so far, this data sharing has been rather slow. It has been done via email. So now Microsoft started a new system, the Cyber Threat Intelligence Program, or CTIP, that will use Microsoft's cloud-based Azure system to share the data on a 30-second basis. So if an ISP is receiving data from Microsoft, they now can get more or less real-time information about what users in their networks are infected, and then hopefully they'll use that information to help the user clean up these infected systems. From some of the evidence I've seen from ISPs, it's actually a good deal for the ISPs. ISPs typically save money if they do that because it cuts down on some of the customer support calls that are triggered by infected users.
And Tavis Ormandy released yet another kernel driver exploit in Windows to gain privilege escalation. He did so with a little stab against the Microsoft security department in terms in how it works with researchers. Of course, Tavis has somewhat a habit of releasing zero days like that direct to the public. He also happens to work for one of Microsoft's competitors, Google, even though he does state that his security research is done on his own time and in no way associated with his work at Google. At this point, there's no clear mitigation to this security vulnerability other than waiting for Microsoft to eventually release a bug to fix this problem. And while we're talking about patches and vulnerabilities, a patch was released for Mod Security, fixing a denial of service vulnerability. This denial of service vulnerability could be used to crash Mod Security, which of course would in turn lead to a crash of the web server, or at least the web server being unreachable. Not a lot of details yet about this vulnerability. The patch changes log just mentions that this is triggered by an unknown content type. Now, if any kind of unknown undefined content type can trigger this vulnerability, then this would be rather easy to exploit. So take a look if you do have a patch available for your version of Mod Security. The most recent and only patched version of Mod Security is 2.7.4.
And then we got more hard-coded passwords in industrial control systems. In this case, it's systems by the manufacturer Turk, and a couple of different models were identified as having these hard-coded passwords or backdoor passwords that were not documented. Turns out that part of the discovery was due to a new tool that a researcher at IOActive wrote. This tool makes it a lot easier to extract hard-coded passwords from firmware images. In the case of the Turk firmware, the firmware was freely downloadable, so the researcher downloaded a couple of copies, four different versions of the firmware, and then ran the good old strings command again these firmware images. The problem with strings is that you get a large number of strings out of the firmware image. Not all of these strings were passwords. So the tool pool looks then for a string with a higher entropy than other strings that were extracted from the file, and in the Turk case, this led to the password. The tool is somewhat in a beta mode at the time, so not really finished or published yet, but the approach sounds interesting, and we'll see how many other passwords will be found that way. Of course, more of a dynamic approach by actually tracing the software may be more reliable, but probably technically quite a bit more difficult to actually conduct. Well, that is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.